God's definition of holiness is. The Holy Spirit having His way in your life. I'll repeat that. God's definition of holiness is the Holy Spirit having His way in your life. And here's how the Lord started this conversation with me this week. When He said, "You know what holiness is?" I said, "I know you're about to tell me." He said, "Holiness is the fruit of the Holy Spirit." Holiness is the Spirit of holiness bearing fruit in you. And then He mentioned the 9 fruits of the Holy Spirit. They're all resident in you because the Holy Spirit is resident within you. Just as the gifts of the Holy Spirit are resident in you, contrary to what some of you all have been taught about, you only get certain gifts. That's not true. Then you would only have a certain portion of the Holy Spirit. You have a motivational gift or two that you flow in. You probably favor some of the gifts of the Spirit more than others. Through lack of knowledge is all it's in, to be caused by. But you don't lack for the fruit of the Spirit. And to get technical about it, the fruit of the Spirit is just merely the Holy Spirit bearing fruit in you as a child of God and through you as a servant of God. All you and I have to do to allow the fruit of the Spirit to manifest is just allow the Holy Spirit to lead you, guide you, feed you, and provide you with whatever the need calls for. That's God's definition of holiness. Holiness is not how low your dress hemline is. Holiness is not you having to wear a 3-piece suit religiously every time you gather in the name of the Lord. Holiness is not you wearing saddle Oxford shoes to church. And holiness is most certainly not you prophesying in King James language. And holiness is not you looking like you've been starched at the local laundromat. Holiness is not you walking around with a disposition like you've been pickled rather than preserved. Holiness is not you giving the impression that you're in a religious cult that is a subculture withdrawn from society. That's not holiness. Holiness is the Holy Spirit having His way to you and through you. In Galatians 5, let me remind you of what this fruit of the Spirit is. And this is all the Holy Spirit's inspiration here. I've got a list of scriptures that He brought to my attention today, but we may not get to those, or at least all of them. But let's just keep kicking that sacred cow a little bit. Dislodging some wrong concepts of what holiness is. Holiness is not you acting like you're not angry when you are. Holiness is being set free from the root of anger. Holiness is not you and I trying to act like we're not depressed when inwardly you may be depressed. Holiness is the Holy Spirit bearing the fruit of joy that overpowers depression and changes your reaction to the situations that used to put depression upon you or take you into a realm or a degree of depression. In Galatians chapter 5, verse 22 in the Revised Standard Version Bible, it says, "By contrast, the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, generosity, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. And there is no law against such things. And verse 24 says, and those who belong to Christ have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. And then verse 25 says, if we live by the Spirit, let us be guided by the Spirit. There's holiness. Holiness is the fruit of the Holy Spirit getting freedom to manifest. That's all it is. Love is holy. Faith is holy. Peace is holy. Joy is holy. Grace is holy. Faith is holy. Patience, forgiveness is holy. That's God's nature. That's God's character. That's the dispensation and disposition of God. God is holy. There's nothing unholy about God. Well, there's nothing angry about God. There's nothing depressed about God. There's nothing double-minded about God. There's nothing fearful in God. He is the God of peace. And He has given you the peace of God. Clear back in the book of Nehemiah, chapter 8, verse 10, it says, eat and rejoice, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. And that's what Nehemiah declared to the tribes of Israel after they had rebuilt the wall in 52 days around Jerusalem. Rejoice and eat, for the joy, the rejoicing, the joyfulness of the Lord is your sustaining and prevailing strength. Joy is holy. Love is holy. God is love. Well, God is holy, isn't He? God is love. Love is holy. You know what love? You know what God's love does to you? It sets you free from the self-imposed restrictions and conditions of you being willing or unwilling to walk in love towards someone. God is love. He'll love people out of their iniquity. He'll love people into conformity. He'll according to Him, not according to you. He didn't call anybody to be conformed into your image or my likeness. But He called us into His image after His likeness. And obviously that does not mean we all act alike. We all don't dress alike. We don't even all think alike outside of thinking with the mind of Christ. You've not been recreated into the image and likeness of anyone else less than God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. God is love. Love is holy. God is righteous. Righteousness is holiness. And holiness can never be provided by actions. Holiness is the flow of God. Love is righteous. Love is holy. Peace is holy. Joy is holy. You know, realistically, even in your daily life, who would you rather, if you had two people to choose to spend time with, a pickle puss or a laugh bucket? Which of the two would you rather spend time with, the pickle puss or the laugh bucket? You know who you want to spend time with, the laugh bucket. Come on, get real. You know it's true. Give me a laugh bucket and hide the pickle puss. I used to be a pickle puss. Now I'm more of the persuasion of a laugh bucket. Hallelujah. You know, the joy of the Lord has set you free. The peace of the Lord will set you free. The love of God will set you free. Forgiveness sets you free. Mercy sets you free. Grace sets you free. Faith sets you free.